Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jane Pollock, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Sole Proprietor, and so much more. She's helping people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace by helping them to accomplish their dreams, to become and to grow their small business, and she's our good friend Jane. Thanks again for staying with us. I want you to tell the audience about, in the previous segment, we were talking about different ways to think about doing business, not as opposed to just the traditional, nothing wrong with saying, I got something to sell, you want to buy it here, let's do business. Nothing wrong with that. There's $1 zillion worth of business done like that every day. But sometimes you have to be a little more creative. And you're working on a project like that now, aren't you?
I am, and it's a model that I was familiar with but hadn't been a part of, and this is a cruise where there is a highly noted keynote speaker and then several other speakers who have their own audiences, and the idea is that the organizer of the cruise said, why don't we all get together rather than advertising in, you know, mass media, each of you advertise to your own segments and let them know about this, and the way we'll reward you is for everybody you bring on, you get some compensation for it. So there's a huge incentive to really reaching out to your market to earn more money. And then there's all this cross-pollination because I can say, I'm going to be on this cruise with this great, you know, well-known speaker. And also my people, you know, come and hear me. And what I love about the cruise also is that you can get CEUs, continuing education units. So it's a way of learning like a university on the water. They can actually have some vacation time while they learn. And it's all deductible, which I think is like the biggest win of all, is I can write off this vacation.
So these people came up with a cruise. They needed to populate the cruise, and they needed speakers, and they needed audiences for the speakers, right?
Exactly. I get the cruise. You know, I get to go. I get to speak, which is what I love most to do, and I get to bring along my people.
But do you get to go if you don't bring an audience with you?
I go anyhow.
Ah, there you go. Good deal.
Yeah.
But they don't kick you out.
You don't have to walk the plank.
So what they said was, okay, instead of advertising for this cruise, why don't we bring partners in to not only be the content partner, but also to bring in the audience.
Right. It's really the social media model. Is that we're not going to print media or something, you know, where we have to pay. Each of us will go through our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter accounts to our hundreds and hundreds or thousands of followers and say, you know, join me for this and spread the word. So it's it is the model that everybody is working on today, and I'm happy to be a part of it because I get to, you know, access some really big names.
This is exactly what we were talking about in the previous segment, isn't it? It's
exactly.
A different way. It's... You know, again, the old way of doing business, which is still beautiful, it still works all the time. I got something to sell, you want to buy it, let's do business. That's the old way, and it still happens all the time. But sometimes you got to look at things a little bit differently, and that's what you're talking about. So are you seeing this happening more often these days?
Well, when I was doing my webinars, they talked about joint ventures. So you would, you know, partner with somebody who's, because one of the main things that you want to do is not go back to your same audience and keep pounding them over the head with the same product. So this way, I have a new product to offer, and that's a key tenet of business is keep bringing new things because everybody says, what's new? So here's something new that I'm doing. It's still me. It's a different venue, and I'm introducing you to all these people as well, and I get introduced to their markets, and I introduce my market to a lot of different speakers who I admire. So it's, you know, that's the freshness of it is also what I want to emphasize.
And look at the communities, the circles that are going to be bumping up against each other.
And this one happens to be holistic, which is what I like. You know, the it's called a my holistic cruise. So it's, you know, it's not, you know, it's not all about the food. It's not all about the bling. It's really about the inner, you know, our inner voices, and that's really what I'm interested in these days.
But what I was thinking though, Jane, is if you bring a bunch of if you advertise for that cruise and you brought people in from all over the place, you'd be bringing in individuals and they'd be coming in on their own. And you know, maybe they'd get to know people, maybe they wouldn't. But what this cruise is talking about is bringing in communities, your community, and 29 other people who are bringing their communities. And look at the degree of separation that's being compressed there, with all these people coming together. That's what's exciting about the marketplace these days, is the way when you meet someone, you actually meet their community, don't you?
I love how you're putting that. And I think that's, you know, the thing about being an entrepreneur, there's always the issue of isolation. So this particular opportunity brings you together en masse in a, you know, in a very connected way. It's not a, you know, a two-hour lecture or event. This is something where you get to spend a week with community, and the community has defined itself by the fact that it's holistic, which I also like.
Plus you get to choose. Plus you show up already knowing a bunch of folks, which is unusual. In some cruises, Jane, give us a website. Oh, by the way, can folks still join this cruise?
Yes, in fact, there's an incentive before May 15th. There's a special discount. So, and there's a link on my site. And what you do is you sign up. You know, you come through my site so that I get the, you know, I get the notice that
so
they
go to Jane,
so
Jane Pollock, P-O-L-L-A-K, JanePollock.com. Find out more about Jane. Find out more about the cruise too. When we come back, we're going to talk some more and get a little bit smarter with our good friend Jane Pollock. I'm Jim Lessingham. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.